Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, it's the Giants and the Oakland Raiders. All right, this is not a familiar foe. The Giants and Raiders only play every couple of years because it's an out-of-conference game for the Big Blue. But the one thing that you have to focus on with this football team with regards to the New York Giants is how they embark upon the second half of the season. And getting off to a fast start against Oakland on Sunday is very important. When you've got a team that's coming off a bad loss at home like the Raiders, and they're traveling all the way to the East Coast, and they're playing a game at 1 o'clock East Coast time, which is 10 a.m. West Coast time, you need to jump on them early. Don't give them any feeling or sense that they have a chance to come in and steal this football game. Now, what do the Giants need to do? What has worked for the Giants leading into the bye, and what must they continue in the second half of the season? It all starts with stopping the run. That's what the Giants have done very effectively. If you go back to the loss in Kansas City, what they did with Jamaal Charles, though, they slowed down the run game. They handled LeSean McCoy in both meetings. They did a great job against Adrian Peterson and Matt Forte as well. The Raiders have Rashad Jennings, who was formerly of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Darren McFadden. The Giants must choke off the running game from the running back position. You know Terrell Pryor is going to be able to make some plays with his legs. That's going to happen when he drops back to pass and the coverage is good. But the Giants must contain those runs and not allow them to be explosive runs of 25, 30, 40 yards. Look, he's got a 93-yard touchdown run this year. Control that component of the game. Control down and distances they've been doing. That'll be the key to their success. On the other side of the ball, the Giants must continue to run the football effectively, if not in yards per carry, in volume. Volume is the key for the play-action pass. And that's my perspective. I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you again next week for another edition of Papa's Perspective.